God is near. Closer than your next breath. Closer than your next thought. Close enough to feel your heart beat. Close enough to know your next thought before you do. As a way to acknowledge his nearness, I invite you to take a few slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in, be aware of where you are. Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally. And as you breathe out, let all the anxieties and cares of the day go with it. Matthew 13:1-9. On that day, Jesus had gone out of the house and was sitting by the sea. And large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up immediately, because they had no depth of soil. But after the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. But others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times as much. The one who has ears, let him hear." In the same way that large crowds gathered to hear him, we too are invited to gather with Jesus and hear his teachings. He often teaches in this form of parables or storytelling. Know that this form of teaching has purpose. On that day, Jesus had gone out of the house and was sitting by the sea. And large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up immediately, because they had no depth of soil. But after the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. But others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times as much. The one who has ears, let him hear." As you posture your heart to receive this teaching, find peace in knowing that it's not about figuring it all out, but receiving truth. Truth that will set you free. As you hear these words, it is helpful to imagine them taking place. As you see them taking place, what knowledge are you gaining? What insight are you receiving? On that day, Jesus had gone out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down. The whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up immediately because they had no depth of soil. But after the sun rose, they were scorched. Because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. But others fell on the good soil and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times as much. The one who has ears, let him hear." Jesus states at the end of this teaching, "The one who has ears, let him hear." As you approach Jesus' teachings, his parables. Remember that it is about listening, having ears to hear. On that day, Jesus had gone out of the house and was sitting by the sea, and large crowds gathered to him. So he got into a boat and sat down, and the whole crowd was standing on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Behold, the sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell beside the road, and the birds came and ate them up. Others fell on the rocky places, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up immediately, because they had no depth of soil. But after the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Others fell among the thorns, and the thorns came up and choked them out. But others fell on the good soil, and yielded a crop, some 100, some 60, and some 30 times as much. The one who has ears, let him hear."